Hi, Mike Shuka. This selection is about American culture. I know that because it says so right here. The reason that I chose this. How's that?
Kiss that thing.
I like the sound better when it was further away. Well, anyway, this was chosen because our fearless leader told me that it was good. So if this baby tanks, blame Dick, not me. All right. American culture. The best thing about today's American culture is its promise, as big as the country itself and as small. Culture here is as diverse as the ancestry of the population. We are all in the biggest, most diverse melting pot of humanity since the Roman Empire. That empire was held together mainly by force and threat of force. Force was the stick. The carrot was spending on material improvements in conquered lands and adopting a few icons of the conquered cultures, often by Romanizing some popular local god. Well, actually, sometimes several local gods, but anyway. Allowing the conquered to retain other cultural features and habits that posed no threat to Rome was a practice that the Romans hoped would cultivate at least a nominal feeling of acceptance and respect for conquered populations. By these means, it was hoped that the new provinces of Rome would feel that being part of an empire was not intolerable. In the USA, we have an empire of dreams. People from around the world have come here in hopes of a better life for themselves and their families. Here, they hope to be free of oppression, to escape the inequalities and lack of opportunity they perceive to be their lot in their homelands, free and equal. It doesn't take long to recognize that their hopes of unlimited freedom and equality may be unrealistic. Some segments of the population born here soon make it clear that new arrivals are unwelcome. Bigotry of various stripes arise from mental and emotional problems that surface in attempts to blame anyone but themselves for their failures to live the lives they think they deserve, and people who are different in any observable fashion are easy targets for their hatred. Physical differences of appearance, use of a language other than English, customs not generally practiced here, including religious beliefs and practices, help new arrivals in the country stand out. Ignorance on the part of the bigots make it easy to accept any identifiable creed of violence and hatred, easy to believe, and a lack of rational thought makes it difficult to separate fact from fiction, and even obscures the difference, apparently. A sort of subculture develops, and by only considering the expressed views of others who believe as themselves, they convince themselves that their view of the universe is exactly right, and they become impervious to any other considerations. Hatred becomes normalized. Well, I was born here, and it's not part of my culture to hate anyone else for any reason. I can hate a culture of hate, nurtured and cherished by bigots, such as the owners of Hobby Lobby stores. The most disgusting feature of those I am leery of is that to some people, unable to think rationally, any creed or body of convictions that seems to understand and agree with their views is acceptable. No matter that the accepted creed was based on untruths and half-truths, if they can agree with any part of what they hear or read, they're in. Because it does not require a rational mind to procreate, these hapless, gullible folk spout nonsense to their friends and families, making fantasy part of their personal and familial culture for at least another generation. So in this country of the free and the home of the brave, the reality of racism and other forms of bigotry survive and even thrive in various sections of the country and the populace. The equality, freedom, and justice the rest of the world used to equate with the United States of America can seem in short supply when you come to live here. Directly or indirectly, you learn of the inequalities of opportunity and the limits on freedom, not usually because of the laws, but due to you being a member of an easily identified minority of any sort. When we recognize that until we all learn to respect all, there will be no equality of opportunity. Until anyone can walk any neighborhood in safety, there will not be genuine freedom, because unless we are all free, none of us can truly be free. Until all Americans recognize their personal responsibility to the entire country and each of its occupants, The threat of loss of representative government to a brazen would-be dictator and his cohort will stay a very real possibility. Stay tuned.